Okay, welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, June 3rd, 2025, business meeting. Call to order time is 6 o'clock. Call the roll, please.
Administrator Smith.
Present.
Fire Chief Cahill.
Here.
Fiscal Officer Ross. Here. Trustee Van Haren.
Yep.
Trustee Reese.
Present.
And Trustee Dick.
Here.
Okay, next up is the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'll please stand and join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Next up is approval of minutes. We have two sets of minutes tonight. First is the May 5th regular business meeting. We were all there for that one, so everybody can vote. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I'll second that.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay, call the roll, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Next up is approval for the minutes from the May 27th workshop meeting. Trustee Dick, you were not present for this one, so you can just say abstain when it comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion?
I move for the approval of the workshop meeting minutes on 5/27.
Thank you. I will second that. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yeah, abstain.
Oh, sorry. Abstain. Trustee Van Haren, I did that in the wrong order.
Okay, yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
I'm a little rusty.
Motion carries 2-0-1. Okay, next up is staff reports. Seeing no sheriff deputy, we'll go straight into the fire department. Mr. Cahill, fire chief.
Yep. So May was, again, another, this is more of an average month for us. We did have one building fire, which went fairly well. Given the staffing that we had that day, we only had two people. The building's still standing, everything. So it is not bad. So. I wanted to, it doesn't reflect it in this meeting, but I feel like it needs to be said now. We had a water rescue this past weekend. So thank you to Tip City and Huber Heights for helping us out with that.
Was that Sunday night?
Sunday night? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Just a tidbit of information for anybody listening. Please wear your flotation devices if you are out on the water.
Wow, is the water that high? I haven't looked at it recently.
It's not that high, but there are some deep spots where you could get in a bind. So, but either way, any water that you're out on there, just wear your flotation
devices.
Were
they out by themselves or were they with other
people? There was four of them. Yeah, there
was
a group of four.
Like from barefoot?
That I don't know. I don't know for sure. But yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So you got them. So,
yeah.
Yep. Yep. And everybody was good, and it went fairly well. So
good,
lucky, great, thank you,
wonderful.
Yep. Other than that, still working on staffing, but that's a work in progress. So that's all I got.
Yep, I had. I was at a dinner, this luncheon this afternoon with one of the Troy City Council members, and they are having the same problem.
Yeah.
And theirs is far worse than ours is because they're down four. Medics, and they can't hire anybody because of the union.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yep. Unfortunately. So we're doing okay. We've got
one tonight.
You got one tonight, which is great.
I'll take that.
And then I got one that's filling out her packet, and then I got about four applications in limbo, and then we're actually bringing a couple kids from Clark State to do ride time here. Might be tomorrow. And we will be giving them applications as well. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're
good.
We're working
That's
on
good.
It.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Next up is a report from Planning and Zoning. Director Smith.
All right. Thank you. So you see the zoning certificates listed there that have been issued since the last meeting. The report indicates that there are no applications for the BZA, which is technically correct still at this point, but there will likely be an application submitted with variances for the Zoning Commission case that are gonna, those variances are gonna be needed to bring that property in line to have it rezoned to R1 AAA, which is what they are requesting. So those should be forthcoming. You can see the...
So are we okay with the county? Do they not care about the variances, or are you just going to tell them?
Yeah, I can make it.
Because we have to have our stuff to them by a certain date, right?
Yes, yeah. The county runs almost a month ahead, so I had to submit for the June meeting. The June meeting is the 17th. I had to submit for that meeting on the 23rd of May. And so the last time that this happened, I think back in October with the property on 40, that was the way it was done at that time, is the Zoning Commission and the BZA were all done at the same time. So I'm obviously going to be attending the meeting with the county, so I will let them know that this is obviously all contingent upon the variances all going through at the BZA.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Yep. You will see on the zoning amendments, there are three that have been requested in 2025, most recent being the case that's listed here in the report. Case ZA-0225 is on hold per the applicant. She submitted for that, and then there were some other things that had come up that she relayed to me that she wanted to get addressed before she moved forward with that. So I'm just holding the case open for her, and hopefully that should be coming back here fairly soon to get that taken care of as well. Like I said just a moment ago, the Planning Commission, Miami County Planning Commission, is going to be meeting June 17th at 7. Bethel Township does have the one case on the agenda. The Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals and the Zoning Commission both will be meeting here in the Township Room June 26th. The BZA will be at 6:30 and the Zoning Commission will be at 7:30. There is the one case on the Zoning Commission agenda for the evening. There are no cases to be brought before the Board of Trustees for the month. And I did want to make a note that in the Planning and Zoning Report, we have added a zoning enforcement section. So you will see the numbers of enforcement actions or contacts, letters that have been sent out both monthly and year to date, as well as the number that have been cleared at that point. So those totals will be...
So just so you know, I asked him to bring this back. This used to be in the report, and I don't know when it got dropped, but I just thought it would be good for people to see that
we are
doing enforcements, so that it comes up at every meeting, and maybe eventually we put the addresses in.
But the only thing I want to say is that over the weekend too, we have a repeating thing going on with property on 571 with the garage sale, barn sale.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And someone called me on that again this weekend. Actually, there are two people that called me on it. And I know that we have sent letters out in the past on that, and they don't seem to listen. So you might have to revisit that now, because it's been a couple of months since we did it. So you'll have to start over again with the letters on that if you're going to do it. And I did tell them to call you.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's called you, but I'm just making a...
general notification.
Yeah,
I got a call too.
Did you really? Yeah. So do they have garage sales like every weekend?
They moved here from Vandalia, so with the thought that that's what they could do, they go to estate sales and then they come here and they sell it.
So they're okay.
And they toned it down last year after the letter, but it was also kind of out of season, and now they're back.
They're back at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of traffic that goes on there. I mean, there's a lot of traffic where, this is what I didn't go over there this weekend, but in the past, when this happened last year, you can kind of drive past it and you'll see that there's a lot of traffic coming and going from there.
Yeah.
So it could create kind of a dangerous situation for people driving back and forth. I mean, I don't know them personally. I've never talked to them. All I've done is sent the letters when Marty was helping me figure out how to do it with them, because we don't really have an ordinance that says you can't do it religiously, but then we don't have anything that says you can only, like Huber has, you can only have two a year or something like that.
No, we do.
Two a year? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm a little, whatever. So yeah. We sent them the letter and said you can't do it, but now they've already had one. So that I'm, do you know if they've had more than one?
I don't know if
it was this past
any.
Weekend. So
they had more than one garage sale or more than one letter?
No. I know I sent two.
Okay. Like, okay, yeah, no, they they had a garage sale probably 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, so they had one this weekend as well. So
they're having it all the time.
So you need to have another letter sent then saying you've exceeded your two for 25, you can't do it anymore, and be done with it.
Do we have a mechanism to provide proof that they've had more than
two? I can send you the photos that are date stamped. No, I didn't get any this time, but
I didn't take a picture. And I didn't drive over there, but I will the next time. I will do that the next time.
Yeah, I'll get date stamps from people who come
understood.
In. Sorry, we got a straggler coming in.
Okay.
So. You may be able to pull something off of Facebook because they've advertised on Facebook.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, they do? Okay, all right. I didn't realize that they advertised on Facebook. But see, I don't know them personally.
I'll take a look at that, too.
I don't know them either.
I know the people who have been there and talked to them. And then they said that's what they told me.
They, I have seen it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. So it's either on a Miami County garage sale
list
site or the Grapevine, the Bethel Grapevine or something. I've seen it on Facebook in passing.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is if I get another call, I'll just go and take a picture for you, Cody. And then let you know what I find out.
Yeah.
No doubt that it'll be this weekend because it's going to be the Strawberry Festival weekend. There's going to be a lot of traffic through here. So they'll probably have one. Yeah. And
okay. Yeah, and I'll keep an eye out, too, when I'm out in that area. If I'm doing enforcement somewhere else, I'll keep an eye to look out for that and make note of it. So I appreciate that. That's all I had on the zoning report. Oh, yes. Actually, I do want to make a reminder that the zoning boards have begun their review of the current zoning regulations and will be proposing changes to the text. These meetings are open to the public and your input is wanted. So we would like to know what you guys would like to see changed. The current zoning regulations can be found on the website for review, or you can always drop by the office to discuss with me here in person if you would like.
Okay, thank you. Next up is the report from Township Administrator Smith.
Right. There are five resolutions on the agenda for this evening. The first is to appoint Nick Miller to the Bethel Township Fire Department. Mm-hmm. Next is to switch health insurance plans, which will save the township over $10,000 during the next 12 months and will potentially provide for an additional rebate should our actual claim costs be less than the estimated claim costs. Then is a resolution to authorize a change to the West Charleston Road Repair Plan, which will require additional funding. And the last resolution is to record electronic payments and warrants for May. Just a quick reminder of upcoming events in the township. The Historical Society meets here tomorrow, Wednesday, June 4th, starting at 6 p.m., and they meet on the first Wednesday of each month. And we will also have the next Zoning Commission and Zoning Board joint meeting to talk about updates to the Zoning Commission or Zoning Resolution will be here in this room at 6 p.m. on June 12th. And I think that is listed in the schedule later on in the packet here, but just wanted to fill it in there as well. And that concludes the report from the administrator.
Great, thank you. Okay, next up is trustee reports. Trustee Van Harrow.
I had a call from the people who live on Ross Road behind the burned out building, asked me to come over and take a look at it and wondered what we had done on it. They evidently talked to Chris and he invoked client attorney privilege and basically was stone faced. So I reassured them that you had indeed talked to Chris, that he was informed about it, that that is probably what he was doing, because he couldn't share what we had discussed with him or you had discussed with him. So anyway, I did talk to Cody. I'm gonna call them and tell them it is in the courts, or going to be in the courts.
Yeah, it's Mr. England did do the adjudication order for that property. And so now it's back in the county attorney's office for them to follow through with that.
Right.
And that is where we are. We can't do anything else unless we want to pay our own attorney to go ahead and file quicker.
Right.
So
I will get back with them and just say it's in the process of having a court date, mm-hmm. but it may take a while. And also I heard some gossip, take with a grain of salt, that the new city manager of the city of And Carlisle is like, I'm all for annexation. Bring it on. So, I don't know what that was. He's, or she, I don't even know who it is. I have no idea. Somebody just told me, hey, they were in a meeting. The new city manager said, they're definitely pro-annexation. I was like, ugh.
I've heard that as well.
How do you? Okay.
Yeah. They're going to look at SCARF again.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So.
Yep, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Next up is me. Okay. Let me just get to my report here. Okay, so I did attend some meetings. One was the Bethel Schools Facility Committee. They discussed short-term permanent classroom space and the merits of building on the current campus versus having something in the new Carriage Trails 2.0. On May 19th, I attended the regular school board meeting. The only significant thing they mentioned was the state may change the rules to try to take back what is considered to be excess funds. And they're looking at a plan to make it not appear that they're excess. There's a rule that, like, a percentage of your funds, they're going to consider to be excess and try to take that. My only fear is that the administration will not prioritize additional classroom space as the highest priority if they do decide to spend those funds, because the idea for the state is that they want to take them back, whatever's beyond this percentage. It has not passed yet, but it is in the works. On May 27th and 29th, I had lengthy discussions with the zoning attorney regarding several situations and how to apply our zoning regulations. Zoning Director Smith, I have to put on the right hat, attended the second one, so we did get some answers, and so that was a couple of meetings. And other things I've been working on is I've been researching the shelter options for Friendship Park. I spoke with several residents regarding volunteering to do the shelter, barn-raising style. I do have some people who said they would help with that. And thanks to Kevin Kruger and Jenny Hodge for helping with the design of the shelter to serve a dual purpose as a pickleball venue. I researched several zoning items and created a spreadsheet to use in the zoning text update meetings with about 20 starter questions and typos that I've been asked about over the last couple of years or found in the code. I printed and assembled 18 zoning code books for the two zoning boards, the zoning director and the trustees. They include an overview, duties, an ORC zoning section, a copy of the forms we use, our zoning regulations, additional resolutions that have been passed, and some ADA info that's referenced in the regulations. I completed a 35-page grant application to apply for funding for the shelter and the two pickleball courts for Friendship Park.
From whom?
From ODNR.
Oh, great.
And we will not hear about that until November. So I don't know why it has to be in now, but yeah.
Just is the prevailing wage?
Yes.
Then it will have to be built using prevailing wage.
Right. Well, we can do volunteers, but they can do in kind as part of the grant, but it's at the prevailing wage.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
So that's what I thought
out.
You were asking, which in their book was $27. If there's no other guidelines, like unless that's your job and you can prove that this is what you normally make, then we can use that number.
Okay.
Otherwise, they do have a number.
Okay.
And I do have more on that later. But yeah, that was an interesting. That was my first grant attempt, so we'll see. It's by county, and it was only $32,302 is what the county share could be, and there could be other people that apply for it, so
yeah.
Who knows. As I do every meeting, I scanned in the signed resolutions and approved minutes and posted them to the website. And in an effort to improve the website a little each month, this month I uploaded the missing October to December 2023 audio recordings. And so they're all posted to the website now, and also fixed some broken links and inconsistencies. And lastly, we did get some mulch to put down at the township building entrance, and I planted some jalapeno plants. And I just want to thank our assistant to the fiscal officer, Kathy Fortunato.
for planting a bunch of perennial and annual flowers a couple of weeks back. Our plan, which we started last year, is to get the flower beds planted with mostly perennials so that someone does not have to buy and plant a bunch of flowers every spring. So that's my report.
Trustee Dick.
Well, I'm going to start with the Winter Hill subdivision. I spent 2 days out there after the big rains that we had with the farmer's field. Somebody dug up, it looks like, two areas of the big field there on Ross Road, and had ran an extension cord under Ross Road from one side of the street to the other side. Jeez. And also there's a pump that was installed to pump the water from one field to the other field. And then they actually dug a trench into a privately owned catch basin in one of the neighbor's yard there on Winter Hill, or on actually Newberry. They put that in themselves to get the water that was standing in their backyard
without
to the front.
Their neighbor?
Yes, they dug it. And geez. So she's the one who called me. And I was able to catch one of the farmer's assistants or somebody who helps there. He didn't know anything about the extension cord, but miraculously it disappeared the next day after I had a conversation with him. There's also, I didn't know this, but you may know this, you two may know this or not. There's a catch basin in the center of that field about 25 feet from the road.
From which road?
From Ross Road into the field to the north.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. We didn't see it, but it was dug up.
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared as though somebody was trying to access the tile that may have ran from the edge of Ross Road to that catch basin and then over to the...
Wait, I'm sorry. On Ross to the field to the north?
Yes.
So the field that's for sale?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Really? I did not know
yes.
there was a tile there.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, a catch basin.
Yeah.
There.
There's
that's
a big hole in the ground there, and it's enclosed in concrete as well.
Wow.
And there's also some tile that was running from that catch basin on out into the field. And so what they were trying to do was take that water from the south side, the field there, where the guy that owned the bear, his field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These people were the ones that were farming that.
The guy with the bear?
Yes.
Oh.
They were trying to drain that field so they could get into plant.
Oh.
Okay, and so now they said it wasn't their electrical cord and it's not their pump, but what they were trying to do was open the tile up to get to the other side.
Gotcha.
They didn't take responsibility either for the trench that was dug to the other person's privately.
GCP.
Yeah. So that was 2 days of my trying to figure that out. And then I brought that to Cody. Cody's already been out there as well. He looked at it. So we're waiting. We did get calls again from several residents on that street about what the county engineer's office has done, if we've done anything yet. I've taken those calls personally and just said no, we haven't received anything back from them as far as how we can fix their situation. Once we do, we'll bring it before the trustees and then we'll try to figure out what's the best way for us all to go. So that's been how I've handled that. I did have a meeting with Huber Heights. I think we're going to discuss that in executive session. This past week, Cody attended that as well. And what else have I done? Pretty much that's it. I'm sorry. I can't think. I should have wrote it down. So, good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Thank you. Okay, so next up are the financial reports. Let me just write the time down.
Was it my turn?
Yes, please.
Well, okay, the credit card statements are listed and the receipt reports are listed. I'm not going to go over each one of those. I do want to... make a statement that I will be working on the budget in the next couple weeks for next year. So
yeah, so I told them at the last meeting what we had talked about as far as like the timeline of being done by the 20th and having it available for the public and voting on it on July 1st meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them that last time.
Okay. I did not know that. So that's...
So, but we'll, you can have budget to discuss, ready for discussion at the workshop on the 27th,
and that's
right?
My plan.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Can we get the fire budget?
Working on it.
Yep.
Okay, because you can't get your money unless we see your budget. And if you're going to try to hire in these people, we want to try to get the money that we need.
Sure.
So.
Yep.
I'd be happy to try to help you if you need some help.
Okay. Alright, thank you.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Next up is discussion items. First up is the road department social worker.
Seasonal worker.
Trying to write one.
Yeah. Can I say something about that? Or because I wasn't at your workshop meeting, but
he did pass on your.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah, well. Okay. Yeah. All right. So.
But you can go ahead.
All right.
It's a discussion item. Yes,
okay.
Discuss.
Yeah. The thing that has me a little concerned is that we're doing tree work and we got two people. And the tree work that we're doing is using a piece of machinery, and we've got somebody in a truck, and then there's nobody behind the piece of equipment that we're using. So we really, I think there's some liability there on our end. And we've had Robert hurt already with doing this tree work from the back of a truck and so forth. So I would maybe prefer us to hire this out. I know we've got this big lawnmower and so forth, but mm-hmm. I just think it's kind of dangerous for us to be, first of all, having somebody on a tractor, only one person's in front, there's nobody watching to see what's going on behind.
Wait, is this the mow trim, or is this somebody's on the truck, standing in the truck, cutting limbs?
Both.
Both.
Oh.
Yeah, both.
So both. So, you know, they're doing both, and that's what has me a little bit worried
yeah.
about what they're doing, you know.
So I think with Motrim, somebody can drive behind them. That's not the end of the world. I know on a busier road, like, mm-hmm. I mean, they could tag team on that. But I totally agree on the truck. That's completely dangerous. That mm-hmm. somebody's driving the truck, somebody's cutting a limb, and there's nobody looking
there's no
for vehicles coming.
No.
So either contract it out or get a seasonal worker to help.
So, I talked with the road crew a little bit, and what I've asked Robert to do is get me, because I asked him what are our priority areas, and he said all of our roads pretty much need to have this done, because apparently it has not been done consistently over the past couple of years, according to...
Mow trim, or...
The actual tree trimming with the back of the truck, because according to Robert, with his injury, he was not been able to get in the back of the truck, so it's been relied upon on Eric to do that, which
yeah, you can't really do that with two people. It's a
yeah.
three person job minimum. Mm-hmm.
So I've instructed Robert to get me a priority list of places that need it, like right now, and then I'll look at bringing contracting options to the board, and we can.
So how is that done? Is it done with a chainsaw? Like they're standing in the truck,
mm-hmm.
running
mm-hmm.
a chainsaw?
It's
not
a specialized
chainsaw.
Tree
it's
saw.
It's a tree saw
trimmer.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a so it makes on a pole.
Okay,
chainsaw's on a pole,
yeah.
Seller or. Telescopic pole.
Yeah, and they so the way that they told me that they've done it in the past is, you know, Eric will stand in the back of the truck and do the sawing, and hopefully everything kind of falls either on the side of the road or into the truck, but then if anything falls on the road, then Robert will get out, load everything that's in the roadway into the truck, and then they move.
But if somebody comes
direction.
Over a hill and they're there, you're not going to see them.
It's
they should have always had a third person
mm-hmm.
out there, and they haven't, as far as I know, so ever.
Well, at a minimum, yeah, I mean, that's what I was going to ask. We've never had a third person before. Do we have cones that they put out, or?
So I talked with Eric about that also, and I told him that whatever he needed in terms of safety equipment, let me know and I will get it for him, because he's also relayed to me that he goes out and does cold patching by himself with just the truck, which I said we can't be doing that. I understand the truck's got lights, but we have to have some sort of safety.
Somebody has to be watching.
Somebody has to be watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as far as I'm aware, they're not using cone signs, things like that currently.
So, I mean, if you look back over 20 years or 30 years, for as long as they've been doing this, the road traffic has only increased on township roads, and people are going faster and on their phones and paying less and less attention. So, it is truly an accident waiting to happen.
It is. Well, and you know, if we want to revisit when we did Singer Road, we thought we were just going to be able to close down one lane. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got there at like 9:05 in the morning, they were shutting it down because they realized it was just going to be too dangerous with the traffic flow on Singer. So, I wholeheartedly agree. I think there need to be some things done a little differently in terms of just safety equipment and things of that nature when they do road work. So.
And then, okay, so you're going to come back to us the next time. And
correct. Yep.
And you were still looking at somebody that could weed whack, or do we just spread that across 3 days now instead of two?
Well, so I, when I talked with Eric, I was under the impression that that was a lot of the work that was becoming too much for him. He told me that that was not the case. He said the weed whacking in the cemeteries is okay. He said it's really the tree trimming that is the biggest issue for him.
Okay.
So at this point, I don't think we need to address that
can
situation.
Can we hire somebody for a week as a temporary worker for 20 hours and tree trim that whole week or something? Mm-hmm.
So I asked Robert.
Or maybe somebody from the fire department wants to pick up an extra shift?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no, I meant like as,
No, I get what
as
you're saying.
A road guy.
Yeah.
So I talked with Robert, and he said that if, in his estimation, with the amount of work tree trimming wise that needs to be done, if he had three people and dedicated 8 hours a day to it, it would take him approximately a month to get all of the
tree
trimming
done.
Okay, well,
it is Robert, so let's knock that down to half. But nonetheless, if we could get somebody if there would be somebody who wanted to work from the fire department, I know you're super short-staffed and that maybe they don't, but...
Yeah. If they want extra buck or two or something,
I mean, it'd be worth asking them.
Well, let's get a list first to see what needs to be done and if there's anything that we can't or shouldn't be doing. Because I agree, the traffic has done nothing but increase, and maybe this driving down the road while you're standing in the back of the truck trying to trim limbs is not the smartest thing to do anymore.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's a different
time. Even filling the potholes is not the smartest thing to do, because there's only one person in that truck, and he's getting out from behind the truck. He's patching the hole, and then he's getting back in the truck.
Well, why can't Robert go with him?
That's a different question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Than standing in the back of a truck
doing
something with a chainsaw on a stick.
So, in my conversation with them, just to address that, the coal patching quickly, the way I understand a lot of times what happens is Eric will go out and do that, and Robert will go do mowing or go do something else that he can do, just try to split some of the work up. So, they are not together a majority of the time. Mm-hmm. One is doing one thing, one is doing another, from what I understand.
And they're not using cones, though, because that could be a big help, too, especially on some of the roads that aren't quite as busy. Like for cold patch, I'm not saying for tree trimming. But
right. And I think they do sometimes. And I asked Eric that. I said, well, why are we not using cones? Why are we not putting out signs? Why do we not have any kind of advanced warning devices at all out? And he relayed to me that the reason they don't is because specifically with cold patching, he gets out of the truck, fills it.
It would take just as long to put it'd take you twice as long to put the cones out, put the cold patch in, pick the cones up, get back in the truck and keep going. Like
it's prohibitive time-wise. Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to run over that cold patch a few times with the truck and not hit you need a second person.
So,
Then Robert just has to go with him. Okay, anything else on that?
No, just generally I think the plan that I'm going to do going forward is I'm going to get that list from Robert and then kind of explore options and see what options exist and bring that to the trustees for a decision on that.
So it sounds like we need a maintenance plan to not let this go so long in the future.
I would agree. Yep.
Because if it hasn't been done for years, why not?
That's not true. They've been tree trimming. They've tree trimmed every year.
I don't know that maybe
it hasn't been enough then.
They may not have done it last year, but they've tree trimmed in the past. Yeah.
I didn't have anything on my schedule for it last year, so.
Well, back in the day, I saw Robert and Billy. If I saw them out tree trimming, I would stop, take video, and then post it like, "Hey, getting these reeds," and they did definitely tree trimming.
Okay.
But I mean, trees grow back, so
grow back. Yeah. So.
Okay. Are we done with that one?
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't want to cut anybody off. Okay, so for the Friendship Park shelter, aside from the grant. Part of the grant requires that we pass a resolution to commit the funds needed for the whatever we're going to do for the project and appropriate those funds. So the grant was submitted at a cost of $207,000. Now that doesn't mean it's going to cost the township $207,000, because all the volunteer stuff has to be in there, because you have to put everything in for the cost of the project, the labor, the materials, engineering design, whatever is part of the project goes in there, and then some of that will be in kind, but we do have to pass a resolution for that. So I'm going to put that on the next meeting agenda, and I mean the workshop, because it has to be in by July 1st. Mm-hmm. And our next meeting is on July 1st, so I couldn't get it postmarked by that time. So I will tell you all about it at the next meeting. I mean, you can think about it now. So this would be basically a 360 square foot building. Likely, it'll either be 60 by 60 or 30 by 120. And
with restrooms, or?
No, the restrooms we already have.
Okay, but are we going to tie it in with our restrooms then, or what are we going to do? Because we have a facility, but we don't have...
This will be an open shelter.
Oh, it's open.
And
okay.
It'll be dual purpose. It'll have two pickleball courts. It will not be lined for tennis, although depending on which option we choose, it could be. And they would walk down to the restrooms.
They're going to be covered pickleball courts?
Yes. So it can be, so it's a dual purpose. It can be a shelter when nobody's there. And the design I submitted was to put it close to the playground, because then parents can sit on the shelter and keep an eye on the kids rather than having
it. So does this include picnic tables in there too? And what's going to happen?
No furniture. I didn't put that because we have no way of watching over that park. And as you know, like the baseball diamond bases got stolen. So I don't think we can put anything there that's...
Then where are they going to sit?
Well, they could bring a chair. I mean, everybody has lawn chairs.
I think you can bolt them down, bolt them to the thing. That's what they do at the Five Rivers Metro Park. They're chained to the thing.
If you pour concrete, you're going to pour concrete then?
We're putting in for pavement.
Because that's better for pickleball?
Mm-hmm. It's better for pickleball and it's cheaper. There's no expansion lines for the court, and it's significantly cheaper than concrete. I did get a suggestion by one citizen who is in the business to say they would probably pour a concrete
retainer around it
because the way pavement crumbles over time. Mm-hmm. But
could we make a smaller shelter and a pickleball court?
Yeah,
and not have a pickleball. I've never even heard of a pickleball court being in a park shelter.
Well, it would just it's open. I mean, so it's just a roof over it, basically.
But that's covered. I mean, that's covered.
Well, we could put a cover on half of it. Is that?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you do a shelter? And I mean, I'm not trying to derail your plans. I appreciate the work that you have done, but it sounds like by making it dual purpose, it may not be great for either one. You know, like. Maybe we do a smaller shelter and then one pickleball court, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about that, but one pickleball court isn't really of much use to the pickleball community.
It's still more than they had. I mean...
Yeah, I'm just saying, that was the feedback that I was provided, so...
Well, we're not Tip or Troy. I mean, they have tons of pickleball... I don't know about Tip. Troy has tons of pickleball courts, but... I mean, one's better than nothing, and I feel like I appreciate the work that you've done. I just feel like we're getting, by combining these two things, it won't be ideal for either one, and we may have a shelter that nobody really wants to use because the pickleball courts will say, well, that picnic table's in the way, and then the people can't sit down when their kids are at the park or have a picnic there because the pickleball net's in the way, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, I appreciate the work that you've done to get it this far, but I'm wondering if we do both, can we do a court and a shelter? And maybe you change it. Maybe you make it two pickleball courts and you put basketball hoops at the end, and then you can have a pickleball court and save the shelter for another time. I don't know. It doesn't seem like we're getting seems like we, by this combination, it's not ideal for either one of those things.
Okay, well, I guess we can talk about it next time when we're talking about the, but that's the grant that I put in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can change the design if we do get the grant, but that's what I put in for.
Okay. So if by some miraculous chance we get the grant, we can go back and say, okay, we want to modify our design a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so then there's nothing lost then, right?
Right. Okay, and then this isn't on the agenda, but I was just talking to Fiscal Officer Ross earlier, and she wants to add some discussion on the audit finding.
Okay, so I have an email from Donna Waldron, the Ohio Auditor of State. She's the Chief Auditor of the West Region. And she's saying that it's not uncommon for bonding company to pay the finding, and this pertains to the finding for the late fees that Ms. Watson had paid. And they will still report it as a finding repaid under audit. But once the bonding company makes payment to the township, we should reimburse Ms. Watson back her money. And we receive that money.
Mm-hmm.
Receive that money, or
yeah, I got the check from
Ms. Watson or from the bonding company.
Both.
Oh,
yeah. Then we need to pay.
Then we need
back.
To pay.
Yes, but it says also there's this last sentence that because I'd like to pay her back as quickly as possible. So she also says, please run this past your legal counsel first and memorialize your actions in meeting minutes. So
so the minutes part we have covered. We'll get it in the minutes. Mm-hmm. I personally don't see a reason to run it by legal counsel, but
I don't know.
How do you guys feel?
I don't think so.
I mean, we got the check from Debbie. We're going to reimburse her.
Yeah,
just pay it back.
Okay. Okay, that's what I wanted to double check, because I'd rather get it back to her as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Do you guys feel she should still go to Chris, or
I don't think you need
to.
You're
okay
to Chris.
Without it.
I'm
fine. I don't think you need
Why
to.
Why bother? You're not going to hear from him.
Yeah, no. It's fine.
Okay.
The bonding company paid us, let's pay her back. So.
Yes. Okay. So I have the check. I will cut that check for her tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you want to take it to her?
I can. Yeah. If you do, if you're here tomorrow, if you can leave it somewhere,
I can pick it up from Cody
on Thursday.
Okay.
I'm gone all day tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
I can do that.
Okay, that'd be great. Thanks.
Okay.
Just got one question. Okay, this is going to come up again. And you just based on what you said,
but every fiscal officer I know has gotten hit.
Yeah, so this is going to come up again next year. So when this comes up next year, because you're new, and I'm sure that there's going to be something along the same lines that wasn't paid on time as well, do we then turn it into the insurance company first before we do anything else?
Or? I can find out. I definitely can find that out. So that was my question when they started finding this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know I've paid stuff late just because I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to show this Donna Waldron. I had to show her where I had paid stuff late and where I had corrected that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that'll go once that comes up.
Well, the person who's
again.
Pushing for all of this is running for governor. So I think that, what's his name? We're all getting an email from him right now.
It's not Vivek. That's not.
I don't know. I've never seen his name before, and now all of a sudden I.
Sprague.
Anyway, so I kind of feel like once his push to be
governor is over,
then this will stop. I mean, I'm all for finding fraud, but
this is
ridiculous.
Yeah, and I don't know that it was
fraud.
No. I meant in his grand scope of turning under every rock, everybody that I've talked to has been had a late fee with a state local government agency. The law should have been other local governments can't pay other government agencies late fees. Like, just done. Like,
right, right.
It's not like, yeah, I if you guys aren't getting his emails, I'll find them and forward them.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm getting them.
Yeah. You have?
I think I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes.
Well,
no,
I think what we did learn from this
term, not fraud.
Okay. I just wanted to. I mean, as soon as they started saying all this stuff, I was like, "Let me tell you something. I'm sure I did. Mm-hmm. I'm positive of it." So
but you didn't know. You had no training. You didn't know. So.
So instantly, I was like freaked out about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I come clean right away.
Mm-hmm.
With the lady that's doing the audit. So.
Well, but that may stop you from getting a fine as well.
Mm. It could.
You know, so I don't know.
Well,
I don't
and there's extenuating circumstances,
right, exactly,
too.
Exactly.
But I think what we kind of learned from this is, I mean, and we did probably get some advice that wasn't as good as it could have been, but when Debbie submitted that check, I know Kathy called the state auditor
mm-hmm.
who issued the findings
mm-hmm.
and said, do we accept this check? Or because I was worried about the legal part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she told her, yes, go ahead and deposit it and prove to me that you've
deposited
right,
it
yeah.
and then we'll wipe it clean.
Right.
So then Otarma went ahead and paid it. So I think what we learned from this is don't jump the gun on having the person. I mean, we didn't have her pay it. But
well, but the letter said.
Pay it.
Yeah. You have four days.
So she didn't have a choice.
If you
want
to dispute this finding, you have five business days to respond. It was
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that
was for disputing, not for actually paying it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she probably should have worked with Otarma or.
But she
just
called.
Let it play
didn't you
out.
Say she called Beth?
Mm-hmm. She did call.
She called. Beth said in the meeting that she had called, and that's what she was told as well, was to pay it.
If I got that letter, I would be doing the same thing. I would just, like you said, I would freak out. I need to pay this because the last thing I want to do is get into more trouble over something
right.
like this. So I probably would have paid it quickly also,
yeah. mm-hmm.
to
agreed.
Be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
But so we know, I mean, but I wanted to bring this up because I wanted to have her money back as quickly
thanks for
as
doing
possible.
That research.
I would like to take the...
Credit
for it, but Kathy.
Well, thank Kathy for it then.
I will. Mm-hmm. Kathy did, she was all on the back and forth. When Kathy came in today, I questioned her about it because we got that check from
mm-hmm.
Sedgwick, and she said there was an email, and I went back through my emails, and there was.
Awesome.
That I had seen it when it came in, but
mm-hmm.
it was middle of May, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I think it's good that we know now that we can turn it in, and because it's going to come back for you, and when it happens, we just turn it over and see
right.
what they do and what their recommendation is, and then you don't have to sweat it, and we don't have to sweat it.
I mean,
right.
but that's what we pay Otarma for. That's what
right.
we have the bond.
That's
so
right.
right.
That's what
right.
I'm saying. I think that we probably should have slowed down a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
and so maybe learn from
well,
that.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying we can learn from
we
it.
Can
right?
learn
from
we can learn from it, and next time, because there will be a next time.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll
sure.
run there.
And I mean. They'll be dealing with me, well, maybe not. Yeah, they
yeah.
will be dealing with me on
yeah,
the next audit, whoever, yeah. So they'll deal with me on the next audit, and then I can ask them right away,
mm-hmm.
what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there, so.
All right, thank
okay,
you.
Next up is public comments on agenda items. Do you have any?
Any sheets?
Okay, none. Okay, next up is our action items. Fiscal Officer Ross, if you please.
Resolution number 25-06-046, a resolution to appoint Nick Miller to the Bethel Township Fire Department, authorized under the authority of Section 505.38 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I second resolution 25-06-046.
Thank you. Any discussion? I'd just like to say woohoo.
Glad to have more.
We get
glad
about five
you.
More.
Yeah, try.
Okay, you call the roll, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren.
Yes.
Trustee Reese.
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-06-047, a resolution selecting Aetna Plan CPOSII 5500-100-500 HSA for the health care coverage for township officials and full-time employees under the authority of Section 505.60 of the Ohio Revised Code and authorizing the township administrator to execute said contract on behalf of the Board of Trustees.
Do I have a motion?
Motion. I'll second resolution 25-06-047.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
I have a question. It says 50, but she said 500.
She meant 50.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. 100-50
right.
HSA. Thanks, Donna.
You're welcome.
Any further discussion?
I don't have any.
Call the roll, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
And Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-06-048, a resolution authorizing additional repairs to West Charleston Road by Durst Brothers Excavating at a cost of $8,250.
Do I have a motion?
Motion. I'll second resolution 25-06-048.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
I will just explain, Kama, since you weren't here. The property owner that lives on the southwest corner, so the inside corner of that curve, decided that he did want his driveway or his second access point. So, and I do see his point. He's got a creek or a ditch all the way around, and right now his neighbor doesn't have a fence, but his neighbor did have a fence. So this is just, it's no longer going to be at the curve. It's going to be moved closer to his driveway, so he will have a second access point.
Okay.
So that's fine with me. Addition.
I hate to lose my little extra money that we save.
Right, now I agree, yeah.
But whatever. Whatever he wants.
And we'll save the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're good.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0.
Resolution number 25-06-049, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Do I have a motion?
Motioned. I'll second that, 25-06-049.
Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
None.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
And Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 3-0. Okay, public comments on any topic? None?
Wow.
Next up is announcements. Administrator Smith.
All right. June 4th, we have a Historical Society meeting here in the Township Room at 6 p.m. As I mentioned earlier, June 12th will be the next joint Board of Zoning Appeals and Zoning Commission workshop to work on updating the zoning resolution. Also taking place here in the Township Meeting Room at 6 o'clock. June 17th is the Miami County Planning Commission meeting in Troy at 7. Bethel Township does have one case on that agenda. June 19th will be Juneteenth observed and township offices will be closed. June 24th will be the next trustee workshop meeting here in the meeting room at 6 p.m. June 26th will be the next meeting of both the Board of Zoning Appeals at 6:30 and the Zoning Commission at 7:30 here in the township meeting room. And then following those meetings, there will be a joint meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals and Zoning Commission to again work on updating the zoning resolution. July 1st will be the next trustee business meeting here in the Township Room at 6 o'clock. And July 2nd will be the following Historical Society meeting here in the Township Room at 6. And lastly, July 4th will be Independence Day observed and township offices will be closed. Is the announcements.
Great, thank you. Okay, next up, we have a motion to enter executive session which is necessary to protect the possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with the economic development project for the purpose to consult with an attorney regarding negotiations and other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance. We don't need the second half anymore. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second that.
Thank you. Any discussion? So just so you guys know, our candidate for the BZA alternate may be moving out of the township.
Oh my, so, well, that was quick.
So he's going to keep us posted, uh-huh. But so that's why I took that stuff out of here.
Okay.
Do we have any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
And Trustee Reese?
Yes, motion carries 3-0. Time into executive session will be 6:55. Thank you all for coming. I'm gonna pause this.
So there won't be anything you kind of got to talk about.
Okay, we're back from executive session into regular session at 7:28 p.m. There will be no further action, so I need a motion to adjourn. Thank you, ladies. Any discussion?
Nope.
Hearing none, call the roll.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Adjournment time is 7:28.
All right.
Thank you.